Broadcasting from the underground and going where the rest of the media fears to tread. Alex Answering, Outside the Box, on OmnisoundRadio1.net.
Welcome to the first broadcast of Outside the Box in 2006. I am your host, Alex Answering, sitting in with you for the next hour as we continue to discuss, analyze, and research the police state control grid being set up for you and your family. I got a lot of information, a lot of documentation in front of me, as usual, as we try to continue every week to document, record as much information as we can and get it out to the people. But I'm going to stop for a sec and realize that, you know, it is 2006. We're sitting in a brand new year. On my website, alexanswery.blogspot.com, I have written a new article about our year. And this idea that I'm working with is this idea of creative visualization. It sounds a little metaphysical, but I've really come to this idea in the kind of work in alternative media that I do, is that 2006 really does belong to the people of the United States of America. You know, before we get into anything else in this program, I want to make something very clear. We as a whole, as a society, as a planet, as a country, whatever you want to call it, create everything. We create what kind of society we live in. We create what kind of restaurants are down the street. We create what kind of forms of transportation that the masses operate in. Now, there may be these puppeteers sitting above humanity. Some call them the elite or the New World Order. They can do whatever they want. They can manipulate any kind of scandalous way that they like. But they don't have any more power than they get from us. You see, once we stop playing into the military industrial complex or the pharmaceutical industrial complex or prison industrial complex, but I don't know how you look on it, and I kind of see all those things as kind of being interwoven, related to each other. But until we take back our own responsibility in 2006, in 2007, in 2008, all the way up to 2012 and beyond, wink, wink, we're going to continue to experience the exact same things over and over and over again till humanity realizes that we are in charge. You know, I like getting into these very heated debates with Clyde Lewis because I respect Clyde's opinion on a lot of different things. Some I don't agree with, but most I do. Most I do. But we were talking about the FCC a few weeks ago at Ground Zero Lounge. And, you know, he basically had gone on to say that if enough people call and voice their opinion, they can change things within the FCC. Okay. And what I had said was the FCC doesn't have your best interest in heart. Well, in reality, Claude and I are both right. We're not in disagreement. But it's going to take people to call the FCC on a massive, large scale to make them realize what the people really want. Because people have the ability to change things in 2006 if they really wanted to. But I've always said, and I'm going to continue to say it, however long I had this career in alternative media, that America, and Americans especially, because we are spoiled, because we've had things so very good here in this country for so very long, that people don't usually give a rat's ass until it affects them or their family. And that is what we see with the war in Iraq, that is what we see with the prison industrial complex, that is what we see with all the systems of control. Tell maybe their grandmother or their grandchild or their spouse gets tasered or beat up by the police or shot. Heaven forbid they have a mental illness. Till it affects them on a personal level, we're not going to see any change in 2006. And I'm sorry to say that, but that is exactly what kind of reality we have created. Now, a lot of people like to think that this whole talk about creative visualization and whatnot is just some metaphysical mumbo-jumbo. But whether it's Christianity or Islam, whatever the predominant belief system BS exists as the dominance in a particular society, that's the one that people are subconsciously going to grab onto. So if all of society is telling you, hey, guess what? Revelations is here. End times are coming. If everybody's believing that, then everybody's going to act as if it's the last day on Earth. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, in fact, life is very small. I mean, life goes by like that, and then it's gone, just like that. You may live 80 years, 100 years, but most people can admit we live in very exciting times right now, for better or for worse. And why waste your time just sitting by watching life pass you by? You have to live each day as if it were your last, in a good way, though. So in wrapping up this whole diatribe about 2006, I believe we can change it and make it a positive year. Has that shift happened? Well, let's get into some of the news. Some people believe there is. It's been a really busy month in December pertaining to the spotlight being put on the Bush administration for spying, the NSA, the FBI. You know, people are coming up to me saying, you know, have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? And without being too rude or callous, and to be perfectly blunt and honest with you, when someone says very basic, very rudimentary, fundamental ideas about the corruption happening right now, I turn around, look at them, and go, guess what the sun came up to today? Yeah, the sky's blue, buddy, thanks. These are very, very basic, corrupt principles that the elite use to control our very lives. That is, intrusive, end of privacy, surveillance society, all around us. I mean, there is no escape. These are the kind of things that have been talked about long before 9/11, long before I got into the mix with Outside the Box Radio and Outside the Box TV, which plays in Portland, Oregon. There's actually a book written by an author here in Portland. His name is Jim Redden, R-E-D-D-E-N. He is a writer for the Portland Tribune. And he wrote a book called The Snitch Culture. You know, when I look at a book that has a lot of really good information, I like to flip to the first few pages of the book to see when it was made, to see how early he was talking about these things. Now, he didn't write this book a long time ago, but, he did write it in 1999, 2 years before September 11th, 2001, folks. What does that tell you? That means people like him, people like Alex Jones, Anthony J. Hilder, David Icke, many of the guests that have appeared on Coast to Coast, Clyde Lewis, in fact, have been talking about the police state control grid surveillance society for a very long time to show that it has been in planning with a ulterior, sinister motive. Some would call it even demonic motive. Other than to protect Americans from terrorism, because that's the entire lie that has been sold to us. Okay, now it's 2006. We're 5 years after 9/11. We've had so much information trying to expose that 9/11 was in fact an inside job committed by criminal elements within the United States government. And I've sweated, cried, freaked out, pulled the hair out of my head, trying to get people to understand that 9/11 was used as a Reichstag, like Hitler burned the Reichstag back in Nazi Germany to get his political agenda across. The exact same thing is being played out almost word by word off the playbook here in the United States. And I think that 5 years after 9/11, people like Clyde and a few other people are on the right page when they move beyond just 9/11 research and begin to tie in other things. And maintain a close-up scope without a corporate lens on exactly what is happening in our news, without a corporate sponsor, without any partisan agenda. More and more Americans right now are starting to wake up for the fact that Bush does need to be impeached. But I think that I'm hoping that maybe there's a possibility that Americans will realize that we're already in the New World Order. We're already in a dictatorship because the people have spoken. many of them. Even though you see all those people with their Bush stickers on the back of their car, the Cheney Bush 04 minions, you know, even with all of them, you would think that people would realize that, yes, in fact, we live in a dictatorship because all these people want Bush out, but Bush is going to finish out his term. And the world is going to continue to get more complex as the system is set up and the walls of confinement, the prison planet, expands its grasp. Now, towards the end of the program, I will be offering some of my solutions and some of my deeper analysis coming back from the second break into why I think these problems exist and what I believe is the solution to exit out of this matrix police state control grid mechanism, this animal, this machine, this juggernaut of power that dominates our very life. But we have to be realistic about what we're talking about. Now, I think if you tuned into OmnisoundRadio1.net tonight, you have a basic fundamental conceptual working model in your brain that this is not about Democrat, Republican. It's truly a Republicrat situation. Because what matters to me is one thing only when it comes to voting for a president, when it comes to seeing if your congressman is up to par with the public's best interest. Do they stand for the United States Constitution? Number one. Do they believe the official story of 9/11? Number two, you know, things like that, creating your own checklist. Do they really have the welfare of the people of the United States of America at interest? Or, are they protecting the corporations of the United States of America? We need to change this country fast, because as I see it right now, the future of America, the future of the world for that is going to be dominated, run, managed by a small, fragmented group, a board of CEOs, if you will, controlling the entire planet Earth. How does that sound? Think about it. I want people to close your eyes right now and think about life in the next 20 years. In the next 20 years, we're going to see amazing change. Granted that we're still around by then and no natural earthquakes or tsunamis have taken out the humans by that point. But I mean, be honest with yourself. Internet 2 being launched and programs that you're hearing right now won't be around. Oh, that'll be nice. Cable access gone. As far as the media is concerned, just like I've done a lot of talk about mind control in today's world and how it needs the media, a controlled media, a compromised media, to brainwash the public, to dumb them down to submission, to accept whatever the global elite kicks down the trough in their direction. With that, in the next 20 years, you will see one form of media saying the exact same thing over and over and over again. Now, at times, it seems like we're already there right now. Not true. We have so many outlets for free speech right now that aren't being utilized. The internet, the written word, cable access TV, community radio, bullhorns in the street while you still can protest, signs out in the street. Yet there are more creative ways than media to get your point across, to talk with people, to let them know that you are a real patriot, a real American. You do believe in the Bill of Rights. You do not bow down to New World Order tyranny. There are ways to get your point across without looking like a kook, without looking like me, or without getting online and having to spend all the time that I do try to get all this information across. It is frustrating. It is traumatic. But there are things you have to do, and you kind of need to do them now, because 9/11 is already 5 years, almost 5 years, behind us. We live in a new world. Everything we do is tracked and traced. Between now and the next 20 years, as I said, if we're still around at that point, there will be no escape whatsoever any inch you cross on this planet, even in the country, because the country is going to be urbanized. The urban cities, millions of people are going to be living in them because of overpopulation. There will be no space. There will be no place to hide. as it stands right now, if we do nothing, we're going to be looking at compact cities, cameras everywhere, iris scanning machines everywhere, biometric airport screening, this kind of stuff you see happening in the airports, that's going to be everyday commonplace. In your banks, as we have a cashless society, why carry on a card if you already have a microchip or a thumbprint or an eyeball to do your iris scan? You know, things like that. And, you know, they could sit there and hide behind their mantras. If you don't have anything to hide, then you have nothing to fear. And so many people buy into that bullshit. BS belief system bullshit. And it's not cool. And it's not right. When we come back, I'm going to get to some of the information, some articles, some documentation, kind of as a recap for those listening to Outside the Box for the first time, into what kind of control system are we really in? What kind of articles out there discuss what I am discussing that are sourced, that are accurate, that, Ted Koppel and Dan Rather may not have told you about? You see, so the mainstream may report on this corrupt system, but there's a difference. You see, they're trying to sell you the police state. I'm trying to warn you of the police state. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. In the meantime, keep it right here on OmniSoundRadio1.net.
It's not left. It's not right. It's the state versus you. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box on the OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
You're listening to OmniSound. The future sound of radio is here, now.
Are you sick of those other talk show hosts selling you the police state and Armageddon?
Sometimes you wanna be different.
Then click onto OmniSound, streaming you a fresh new wave of programming such as Ground Zero, Outside the Box, Ghostly Talk, David Oates, Exploits, and much, much more. OmniSoundRadio1.net. The future sound of radio is here, now.
9/11. Police state. Surveillance society. Media control. Slavery. New world order.
I'm Alex Ansari, host of Outside the Box. Join me each week as I reveal the war for your mind. Live, Thursday nights on Comcast Channel 11 at 7 p.m. Outside the Box takes you beyond the consensus reality and gives you information that is vital for your survival in the new millennium. Remember, Outside the Box, every Thursday at 7 p.m. on Channel 11 on Comcast Cable. Be there.
Feeling like your world is out of control? Don't worry, it will be. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box, on the OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That was Lord Acton, who had said that many years ago. And when I look at all this information, it does get absolutely overwhelming. And this stuff is absolutely corrupt. I mean, when they wrote the Fourth Amendment, they were talking about being secure in your own place, whether it be in your car, whether it be in your home, from any kind of harassment whatsoever. You know, there is no escape. We're living in a totally new world. Now, I'm looking at an article off the Boston Globe titled, Defense Department Funding Brain Machine Work. You see, a lot of the stuff that I read pertains to mind control through machines that they are developing right now. It could be HARP, it could be specially developed microwaves to cause people to be very anxious and angry. It's the kind of stuff they use in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip. I could be talking about MK Ultra. I could be talking about anything that they've documented and talked about. But you have to study how these articles are written. These articles are trying to prepare us for the brave new world, the hive mind reality that they're all moving into. And this particular article by the Boston Globe, it talks about the 24 million enterprise called Brain Machine Interfaces, which is developing technology that promises to directly read thoughts from a living brain and even instill thoughts in it as well. This is a push that we're moving into in the 21st century. A lot of people think that, well, in order to survive the new reality, you know, if we don't want to be barbarians and live in chaos, we have to merge with this machine. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That's not what I do here in these Matrix analogies. That's not my intention to say, like, oh, machines are going to rule us. We're talking about human beings, the elite, that do want to use these machines to influence our very thought. Now, this next article is out of Wireless Healthcare, which is a mainstream publication in the healthcare field. And this one is titled, Tagged from Day One. This particular article came out a few months ago. And it talks about this increasing push to tag infants with RFID technology to prevent abductions. Now, it does say here that it'll help prevent abductions, but there have only been about 100 of them in the past 22 years. Now, we see a lot of this push to terrify us and get us to submit, and they tell us that, oh, pedophiles are around the corner, rapists are around the corner, the only way around this to prevent your child is a microchip. Now, this is very, very dangerous thought patterns for our society to be playing with. I want to make something very clear. Even if your government was run by an angel sent by Jesus Christ himself, you would still not want to abolish the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or any of our privacy protection, because once a would-be dictator stepped into office, nothing would stop them from completely taking over. RFID Journal also reported on October 25, 2005, that the United States is also setting a date for e-passports. It says that it's issuing its final rules and restrictions, specifications for its plans to issue the electronic passports, e-passports, that contain RFID tags. Listeners may also would like to benefit from the information that there are two different types of e-passports. There is a EU version, and there's an American version with two different security parameters. But one thing that we're going to see in the next few years is a merging of the standards that are required for the e-passports as we move towards world intelligence, world economy, and world government. And, of course, with our merging with the machine. Now, it's not that technology is bad. Technology can be really good. It's a matter of, is technology here to enslave you, or is it here to help you? Now, WashingtonPost.com, this is also, now this is from a few years ago. This is way back from October 13, 2003, titled Monkeys Control Robotic Arm with Brain Implants. And this is, you know, some of the earlier experimentation they did with implanting monkeys with microchips and getting them to move arms by remote control or just by thought. Just by thought, moving something in a different room or some sort of robotic arm that's attached to them. Either way, they're just doing it by thought. Now, that's a great use of technology. That's a breakthrough. That's a breakthrough. But it's also making you a number. It's merging you with the machine. And I don't think the way people are viewing technology today means that it's evolution. It's actually regression. Because all the stuff dealing with tagging, tracing, is pretty much designed and conceptualized to enslave you. People need to be familiar with the realities of being a number. And when you're a number, when you're tagged, and when you're traced, when you live in a police state society, surveillance society control grid, you're always targeted by a corporation trying to sell you something. You're always looking over your shoulder, wondering if you're doing something wrong. You know, you never know if your information is secure, no matter what database it's in, because they sell our information all the time, and they're caught every week doing it. Science and technology has become, collectively at least, our Lord and Savior and master. And there is an increasing dependence upon the machine. We are regressing as humans as we lose our identity and we're unable to fully function as a free person without our papers, without our identification, without our little technological trinkets to get us through the day with that nice latte in Starbucks. We're always a tagged animal, a slave, a serf of the Empire. You see, these aren't conspiracy theories. These are announcements. These are infomercials. Now, I just do this because I care, and I'm just telling you what I see for 2006. I'm going to piss people off. I know I'm saying the same things over and over again to many people, but the problem hasn't gone away. Being a number. When you're being a number, you're a sitting duck. You're a sitting duck if the banks ever collapse. I'm going to get into that a little bit later on in the program. And we're also out of touch with nature and our human spirit when we're a number, when we're a slave to the world corporation. We just become a non-emotional entity. We become the perfect robot. We live in bizarre times. Admit it. We live in bizarre times. The young are told falsehoods in school, and the old and weary are forgotten, left to rot upon the urban streets of hell. Some have bled for the Empire of Death through previous wars. Some have died for it. But the war on freedom has barely, it's barely begun. I mean, I'm exhibiting my free speech right now online. But I know one day, if people don't wake up, it will be taken like everything else they're taking in this country. You never thought that they would start taking people's land. Eminent domain passed. Supreme Court, they are actively taking people's land. You never thought that it would be such a grand conspiracy that they would be spying on Americans, Europeans, all people throughout the world and sharing it throughout the world in all the databases. They're doing that, they're doing this, they're doing that, blah, blah, blah. You never thought that they'd be able to just tase an old woman and get away with it. You never thought we'd live in that kind of society. This is just right out of WIS. Right out of Rock Hill Associated Press, and this is November of 2005. And again, you have a judge that's saying that, oh, you know, the 76-year-old woman, Margaret Campbell, that's on trial for so-called resisting a police officer. Yeah, the whole case, it's thrown out. There's not going to be a lawsuit against the police department. It's okay. The Rock Hill police officer hit Jean Marcon Stunder, and it was okay. It was okay. That's what he needed to do to get the old lady down. This reminds me of something, and I'm just going to flat out say this because I am pissed off. I'm going to say this right now, and I want everybody to listen, and if you care about what I'm saying, you're going to repeat what I'm going to say. Anyone that's listened to Outside the Box knows I'm not an anarchist, knows that I don't hate all police, just most of them. So I want to make something abundantly clear. Our police officers today walk around with handcuffs. They walk around with man killers, with guns, with tasers, shooting 50,000 volts that could kill somebody who doesn't have a heart working in the proper condition. They're using tasers on 8-year-olds. They're using tasers on 80-year-olds. It doesn't matter. Man, woman, white, black, young, old. Now, if you are a police officer, okay, and maybe you're fortunate, maybe someone made you the CD, and you're listening to it for the first time in your patrol car, although I doubt that, but that would be nice. Remember this. If you can't take down an 8-year-old child, you should not be a police officer, period. As much as I hate the police state control grid, unless you have certain fundamental skills of taking down an 8-year-old child, restraining them without, here's the key word here, without killing them. Yes, without killing them. You need to be fired. You need to be suspended. You need to be out of the LAPD, the Portland Police, the NYPD, the French Police. I don't care what part of the world you're in. If you don't have certain fundamental skills of takedowns without choking someone to death and suffocating, causing them to suffocate and die while in your so-called care protection from themselves, you need to leave. Because that's all we see. That's all I read about in the papers every single day. It's about cops that kill people on accident over and over. They either tased them 20 times, they lost control, and they shot them 10 times in the chest at the same spot because that's where the training comes from. We're dealing with poorly trained police officers. Poorly trained police officers who don't know how to take care of the public. In the old days, Bob knew the police officer down the street, because the police officer down the street was a good guy. He'd come in and have his Dunkin' Donuts and talk about the good old days. Talk about his family. Ask about the kids. Ask about the milkman and the paperboy, because it was a small community and everybody knew each other, and the power megalomaniac elite did not have the systems of control put in place that they do today. And network TV was not as prevalent at that time then. You know, with shows like CSI, Miami, Boston Legal, and Cops, and all the propaganda indoctrination programs, the software programs that allow us to continue to worship the police state, beg for the police state, get on our knees, and bow down, put our tail between our legs, and accept the police state. It's disgusting. But, like I said before, it's because we have celebrated the police state. It's because we've put so much emphasis on having a police state model working here right at home. Most people are not used to the idea that, wow, we actually have a choice. We actually can change things and make it a better world. They've never been given that kind of responsibility. They've always been told, we've always been told that we're small, that we're insignificant, that we're pawn scum. Now that the internet has broken wide open, more information about what kind of system we really live in is available at our fingertips. And so many people are rushing to cable access to watch shows like mine, to watch shows like Mad as Hell TV. Alex Jones has a pretty good cable access show down in Austin, Texas, that you can see on PrisonPlanet.tv. Now that people are speaking their mind, the powers that be are very concerned. You know, I talked before about PEG, public education and government access channels that they are trying to eliminate right now in the House and Senate. Three bills, with the fourth being written, that would eliminate those local channels that are made by the community, for the community, across the board, leveling the playing field, old corporate TV in the United States of America. It's because the New World Order is threatened by anything offering an alternative to the big lie. That's something that they don't know how to deal with, because in their mind, they are the ruling class. In their mind, what they say goes. So they have, with their network television, whether it be CNN or Fox News or the disinfotainment or the programs or the sports programming, I mean, they have a collective goal, and their social architects project into the public what their core values are supposed to be, and they set the parameters to create the maps of the mind. You know, it's like when we're born into this world, we're a clean hard drive, okay? And they add the programs to us. You know, they make us fearful. They make us doubtful. They make us worry. The anxiety, terror, fear, 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 fear. And I'm sick of it. They do that to us to keep us in a certain frame of consciousness. It's like a wavelength. It's like the wavelength that you may see of an audio file. And they want to keep that wavelength looking and feeling a certain way. That way, if it's going their way, they can continue to manipulate. Look at it this way. In a 5-level enclosed complex maze, a rat believes it is free. You know, rats have been observed in scientific government projects to see, you know, how they would react to less food. And the psychologists that have used rats, because rats are similar to us, just like pigs, in some of our DNA, the way that we think, the way we process information, they have manipulated food in these enclosed complex mazes to see if they could start wars and revolutions. You know, they even have generals and top rats that give the orders to the smaller rats, the weaker rats. What they might do, though, as they create all these crisis, order out of chaos, again, order out of chaos, problem, reaction, solution, they'll create a hole or a wedge around the middle of the maze, to where there's a window that exposes the rats to the outside world. You see, previously, the rats that are in this maze have only seen one world, one 5-level complex maze. They know nothing else. But even the rats, I mean, you're talking about multi-generation rats that may be in the system, once they see that, they'll come out and look around, sniff around. And really, it's similar to Plato in his story about the man in the cave. You know, he's saying, come on out, look, there's a whole other world out there. And the rest of the people around him say, shut up, you're crazy, get back in here. Until finally, they just shove him out. Well, the rats will actually come up to the plexiglass in droves, clawing, scraping, tearing, trying to get out of the prison. Even chewing on metal. It's ridiculous. Because now they know there's a wider system outside of the one they've already been preconditioned to believe exists. And the keystone to this awakening that many of us are a part of is the understanding that they have set false parameters. They've given you your basic programming, like I said before. And we don't have to accept the fact that we're cowardly or believe that fact because it's a lie. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to let them, the social architects, the psychologists, the Edward Bernays out there and the Joseph Goebbels, manipulate how we feel about this friggin' world. They've defrauded us and lied to us. And they're not going to create and mold all of us. They can't. They'd like to believe that they can, but they can't. Because in 2006, as much as dark as it looks, there are more and more people waking up to the fact that we do live in a corrupt system, and it just may go beyond left and right. There was a poll recently on MSNBC. I had also posted on my website, alexansary.blogspot.com. That's spelled alexansary.blogspot.com. If you're listening on OmnisoundRadio1.net, I'd love to hear from you. My email is at the top of the page on that website, alexansary.blogspot.com. Anyhow, this poll asked the question, should George W. Bush be impeached for what he's done to the American people? That is intrusive spying, that is going beyond even what the Patriot Act allows, and just blatantly spying. And we're not just talking about the FBI, I mean, or all the alphabet agencies. I mean, we're talking about the Pentagon, the CIA, the FBI, local police departments. I mean, you have so many people, so many corrupt people involved with taking away our right to privacy and seeing all of us as the terrorists. See, that is the key to understanding this and explaining what kind of system we live in with other people out there. They believe that all this is there to fight terrorism, just like Jim Redden writing that book 2 years before 9/11. It is about turning America into the surveillance society. It is about Americans being the terrorists. Section 802 in the Patriot Act. You violate any law that endangers criminal life, or endangers life, you are a terrorist. Then you have John Ashcroft, who had said, if you fit the description of someone who's clamoring on, like a conspiracy theorist about FAMS and lost liberty, you're aiding the terrorist and fear the United States, for you will lose your liberty. These are things they've said. These are things that they've said, and these are things that they were supposed to say. See, they fed us a script, though, as well. You know, a Democrat script and a Republican script, and we're supposed to choose. And they're controlled by the same puppeteers, but this many of us at this point in time are beginning to know. Yet I still have those conversations with people that go, 2008, yeah, 2008, it's all going to be fine. It's not going to be fine, ladies and gentlemen, because we don't even know why these things are happening anymore. The world has become so complex. In the meantime, keep it right here on the OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
The government claims that they want to just give you a hand. Alex Ansary wants to give them the finger. Outside the Box on the OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
You're listening to OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
The truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off. Announcing Ground Zero Lounge, hosted by Clyde Lewis. Learn the terrifying secrets and mysteries the networks don't want you to know about.
We are seeing our leaders using the police as their hired mercenaries. They have no other choice but to do it to keep their jobs. Now, they can put their guns down and say, no, we're not going to do this, but it's going to change. That is, if we have this police state
government cover-ups, the ties to the occult, and catastrophic prophecy, and much, much more. Don't delay. Join the Real Patriots Town Hall Forum, where anything goes in this free speech zone.
We need to work together and bring about changes. We have lost track of what is really important in this world, and that's the frightening part.
Ground Zero Lounge, every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., only at Dante's, located at Southwest 3rd and Burnside in Portland, Oregon. For more information, visit ClydeLewis.com. So can you handle the truth?
At pretty much the same time.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I can break the windows. They're slamming against the windows. Oh my gosh, they just broke the Starbucks window. They're breaking into it. They're breaking into it right now. I'm moving across the street.
I'm sure you have some cosmic
quietly. Whether they were a protester or a resident living nearby, it didn't matter. Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
Being gassed when I'm trying to get home from work or when I'm trying to shop downtown. I was nowhere near any of the demonstrations. Both times I was tear gassed. I suffered headaches and sinus pain for days afterwards. I was forced to seek a physician's care.
I could not get one of them to break away to help me stop the violence that was going on.
We will not tolerate civil disobedience. Remain calm. Remain calm.
World is not what it seems. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box, on the OmniSound Radio 1 Network.
I'd like to send a very special thanks to Jeff over at OmniSound for airing this program. Ground Zero, many fantastic programs there. If there are any new listeners to OmniSound, please keep checking back. We have a lot of great programming coming your way. And Outside the Box is going to continue to give you great programming also in Portland. We're on here locally on Comcast Cable. Now, with that and all that bad news I said earlier, I think we live in a corrupt system because Americans collectively have chosen that we need to live in a corrupt system to learn a lesson. A lesson about ourselves, a lesson about the world. I believe this goes beyond religion, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, what have you. Okay? I look at all these teachings of religion, spiritual concepts, a lot of them, in my interpretation and in my little world, as saying the same thing, as being different guideposts, if you will, for different languages, for different people, different parts of the planet, during different times and eras, to get them closer to the universal idea that we are all one. There is no division, and we can create our own reality. I believe the concept, as in what the bleep do we know, of creating our own reality. I've been criticized by a few of my closer friends that I have not dealt with the more spiritual aspects or the solutions, if you will, to these problems that we find ourselves in. I don't always believe that people want the answers. They really want my opinion on solutions. But I really believe with all my heart and soul and my research that I've done and my intuitive gut feeling, because we have to go by our heart over our minds. We've created this because we need to learn what it was like when we got away from connecting with the universe, when we got away from this reality where people trusted each other, to where the earth was at a higher vibration level of love. People loved each other. People cared about each other. They were strong families. Now, we've had times of war. We've had times of famine long before 9/11, long before we were born. But times were different then, and in certain ways, things were better. Now, in certain ways, things are better now. Depends how you look at it. But I think we have to look at everything that's on the table, put the puzzles together, add it up, and see that, you know what, we are in some serious trouble this year. And that's the truth. We are in trouble. And I think we can get out of it. I think we can create our own reality for 2006. But I also think we have to be rational about it in terms of solutions. My idea of terms of solutions is that we start with ourselves. We deal with what needs to change to make the world a better place within ourselves. I, Alex Ansari, don't want to bow down to the corrupt system. Why? Why won't I sell out? You know, if you want to make a lot of money and you want to make it, even if you're poor in this world, just put all your money into microchips. Just pour it all into defense stocks and the Carlyle Group and the oil companies, then you'll make some money. Who wants to make money like that? And money isn't happiness either. I want to be happy. I want to be free. And damn it, I love humanity as much as humanity may laugh at this information and not consider it as important as Peter Jennings and Coast to Coast. This is serious stuff we talk about here, No matter what, whether I get paid for it, or whether it's acknowledged, or whether anyone is even listening to OmniSound, I care about humanity, and I'm not going to stop caring about humanity. I made this decision about a year ago that I was going to start voicing my opinion, and I was going to be the media. I wasn't going to blame the media anymore. And I see more and more people waking up every single day saying, I will not bow down to this corrupt system. And people talk about solutions. They need to be realistic. You see, people think that unless you can physically change the world, I believe we have to approach things also from a rational, spiritual perspective, but people think that they're just going to grab some guns, join a militia, and physically take back the country, and that's going to defeat the New World Order. What they don't tell you is the New World Order will just bounce back, because the same energy that defeated it, anger, fear, war, violence, that same energy that was used to defeat the New World Order will be the same energy that brings back the New World Order, or another form of tyranny, another dictatorship, another form of government that seeks to control the public and consolidate all the wealth. You know, we could be talking about communism 100 years ago. We could be talking about our so-called democracy today. And we see a common theme of government having all the power and the people having none. They can give any kind of lip service they want and talk about the Constitution, or talk about this new government, or talk about this new democratic society like they're also doing today in Iraq. But we know it's a fraud, because people are still seeking to control. And the people at the bottom are still allowing that energy to exist on the planet, because it takes two to tango. It takes the society and the government to create a tyrannical system. The systems of control. Imagine, if you will, if everybody at the same time pulled their money out of the World Bank and establishments. I'm talking Chase Manhattan. I'm talking U.S. Bank. I'm talking Bank of America. If people stopped giving the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Crumbs, the Harenbergs, all those world central bank organizations, IMF, WTO, we just said no more. Just like Gandhi. No more. You know, it was Gandhi who also said, if you want to see change in the world, make that change happen within yourself. There's a lot I don't know. I'm trained so hard to get outside my own box right now. I leave my personal side and my professional side apart, but they are interwoven, and I'm dealing with a lot of conflicts right now. With outside the box, and none of them are major. They're actually very minor. But it's going to take resilience and the overall belief in my higher power, my God. The God, not the God of wrath, not God the destroyer, not God who bombs small little countries with brown people to ethnically cleanse. And that's exactly what they believe in. They're believing they're ethnically cleansing. Well, at least that's my interpretation. You go into a small country, say God's telling you to do it. We have Pat Robertson just a few days ago saying Ariel Sharon is sick because God made him sick. Because God doesn't like what he's doing with Israel. With the motherland, the homeland. You know, more of that propaganda. Approaching things from a spiritual perspective, I have to accept what everybody believes in. And acknowledge that as much as people don't like this dirty word, free world, free will exists. I believe it exists. And I'm not going to be one of those people who believes that it's going to take a bigger fascist to beat a fascist, because that's what it is. It takes a fascist to beat a fascist. You have fascist people on the left. You have fascist people on the right. You have fascist conspiracy theorists. You do. I say, my way is the way. This is how it is. You either do it this way, vote this way, or you're going to die. It was Brzezinski who wrote in the Grand Chessboard back in 97. I love this quote. Just fantastic, because it shows what the ruling elite's ideology really is. And that is, the world would be run by barbarians and would be anarchy if we didn't do things this way. If the United States didn't consolidate all the wealth and power and natural resources that exist on planet Earth, it would just, the whole system would collapse. Well, maybe their system, maybe their national security, but when they refer to national security, they're referring to their own bank accounts and their pocketbooks. And when they talk about economic, the economic situation, they're going by checks and balances, how much transactions are passing through. the real status of America right now. Most Americans now are living on credit and credit cards. They don't have real wealth. It's all fake money. I think in the next couple years, more Americans are going to join the camps of those in many of the fragmented truth movements. And I think if we want to see any real change, we have to put aside our racial differences, our religious differences, our BS system, political differences, and accept each other. So you know what? Our assholes are on this planet together. Okay? We don't take any wealth, any money, any power to the grave with us when we die. We may disagree on what happens when we die, but at least we can probably, for the most part, admit, unless you believe in something really strange, when we leave the world, we go alone. And we're here on this planet for a short time, so why waste it fighting each other? Why waste it bombing each other? Why waste it killing each other? Makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to a lot of people. How many people actually, though, live their life on those concepts? I try and provide information and hope, and I send it out there like a bottle to sea, hoping somebody reads it, hoping somebody cares, because I care. A lot of people say, why fight the New World Order when it is inevitable? They may think that. They may think that their religion may tell them they don't have to do anything. It's all inevitable. God will come down and save them. That's our friggin' problem, folks. Our friggin' problem has been giving our rights away, our thoughts away, our feelings away to some sort of idea, some sort of religion that will tell us we don't have to do a damn thing. Some sort of alien, some sort of political leader, some sort of a religious leader is going to come down and fix the crap that we have set up. Clean up your own bathroom. You defecate all over the toilet, clean it up. That is sick. That is a sick thought, I'm sorry. But that's exactly what it is. We've crapped all over the place. And we think someone else is going to come down and pick it up for us like we're good little children. All we have to do is say the right words, tap the right dance, and everything's going to be okay. It's literally like that, almost word for word. At least the parameters of the concept is. Yeah, just turn it over. Now, I believe in turning things over to the power greater than myself, the God of my own understanding. I believe that. But I'm going to take responsibility for some things that I'm going to have to do. And if one of those things is fighting the New World Order, fighting the corrupt system, guaranteed bar none, we have to do that. Otherwise, we're going to die. I mean, we see black, white, young, old, Asian, American coming together arm in arm to defeat the New World Order, dedicating their lives to defeating this corrupt system. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, and that is what I'm going to ask you to continue to do. I'm going to challenge you to tell at least 5 people this week about Outside the Box, the TV show. Tell people about my website, alexansary.blogspot.com. There are places for you to comment on there. If you see something I didn't cover, because I can't cover it all, maybe you can throw something in. I have articles up online, omnisoundradio1.net. Has got a lot of fantastic programming coming your way. Ground Zero, Outside the Box, David John Oates, Ex-Politics, and rumors of a few new programming blocks coming your way as well. There's a lot of exciting things happening right now. We are living in the most exciting times of our lives. And the question I have for the audience is, can you feel it? Can you feel how powerful this year could really be? I challenge you, as you get done listening to this program, or as you go to sleep tonight, to think about your life right now and how short a span of time we spend on this planet. Yet knowing that, what can we do to make it all the more worthwhile? Until I talk to you next time, I'm Alex Ansary, reminding you, there still is a war for your mind. Thanks for listening. So long.